I'm Martine Helou-Allen, and welcome to Righteous Interruption, a podcast for those who courageously and passionately seek ways to go beyond their status quo and thrive through a life well lived. Thank you for joining today's episode as we level up and thrive together. Welcome into another episode of Righteous Interruption. My name is Martine Helou-Allen, and I am so glad that you are joining in again today. I do appreciate your time because your time is priceless. So I'm very thankful that you're spending just a bit of that with me and listening to the message that I'll be giving today. So I wanted to start out with this statement that I'd like for you to reflect on. And it goes like this. To the degree we are separated from the world's point of view, its measure of morality, and its assessment of righteousness is the extent we are connected to God. We simply cannot serve two masters. It took me a long time in life to figure that out, and I was always bouncing between one and the other. World, God, world, God. And I just couldn't understand that that was the source of my chaos. That was the source of my just not being able to have peace and not being able to find consistent joy. Forget about happiness. Happiness doesn't exist. I mean, happiness is just, I mean, it exists temporarily. You know, everybody's like, oh, I just want to be happy. No, what you really want is you want to be joyful, even in circumstances that aren't necessarily happy. But I was serving two masters, or I was trying to. I really wasn't serving God very well at all, and you won't, because you simply can't do that when you're serving the world. But I was trying to justify my decision-making, if you would, by saying, but I still got a little bit of God over here, and I'm still doing a little bit of something, right? But I wasn't fully living into who God wanted me to be. And, you know, most people don't live into that until they have this epiphany that happens in their life that gets them to wake up to understand that you can be so much more than who you are in this moment. You can be so much more than who you even think yourself to be, but it requires you to pick the master and to pick the right master in order to do that. So once again, the statement that I started out with is, to the degree we are separated from the world's point of view, its measure of morality, and its assessment of righteousness is the extent that we are connected to God. I'm going to read as usual from Oswald Chambers and his My Utmost for His Highest Devotion. And this one is written about Abraham's life of faith and the fact that Abraham had to make a choice. And we also have to make a choice. I mean, there's so many beautiful parallels in the Word of God that we need to focus on and understand that these are not just stories that we need to be interested in listening to. It's not about that. These are stories that are examples of human nature, and how the Lord disciplines through our choice of having faith in Him and submitting to Him, how He disciplines that human nature into rising above and becoming spiritual in nature through the Holy Spirit, how human nature can transcend the world of which it is a part, right, through the flesh. So this devotion starts out with Hebrews 11, verse 8. He went out not knowing where he was going. In the Old Testament, a person's relationship with God was seen by the degree of separation in that person's life. This separation is exhibited in the life of Abraham by his separation from his country and his family. When we think of separation today, we do not mean to be literally separated from those family members who do not have a personal relationship with God, but to be separated mentally and morally from their viewpoints. This is what Jesus Christ was referring to in Luke 14:26. Living a life of faith means never knowing where you are being led, but it does mean loving and knowing the one who is leading. It is literally a life of faith, not of understanding and reason. A life of knowing Him who calls us to go. Faith is rooted in the knowledge of a person. And one of the biggest traps we fall into is the belief that if we have faith, God will surely lead us to success in this world. The final stage in the life of faith is the attainment of character. And we encounter many changes in the process, and we feel the presence of God around us and when we pray, yet we are only momentarily changed. We tend to keep going back to our everyday ways, and the glory vanishes. A life of faith is not a life of one glorious mountaintop experience after another, like soaring on eagle's wings, but it is a life of day in and day out consistency, a life of walking without fainting, as is said in Isaiah 40:31. It is not even a question of the holiness of sanctification, but of something which comes much further down the road. It is a faith that has been tried and proved and has withstood the test. Abraham is not a type or an example of the holiness of sanctification, a type of the life of faith, a faith tested and true, built on the true God. Romans 4:3 says it simply, Abraham believed in God. And so when I was reading this devotion, it really spoke to me, and I wrote down in my notes, I said, you know, it's about faith versus favor seeking, right? We must seek faith without the promise of favor. Just like Abraham had no idea where he was going. I didn't have any idea where I was going. Most believers who are listening to this right now, you had no idea where God was going to be taking you on your journey. But it's the faith that helped kind of spurred you on. It's the fact that you trusted the Lord, knowing that his word doesn't fail. And he says, I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. Any time that you've invested in me as a believer is going to come out fruitful. And so it's really about him being your master. It's like we're infants and babes. We didn't know where our mothers were taking us when we were, or fathers were taking us when they would take us in the car. We didn't know what we were going to be doing from day to day. We just let our parents just take us because we trusted them. We didn't have fear at that point. And if we think about the word of the Lord, he says he's trying to cast out fear. Perfect love exists when there is no fear. And God is asking us to serve him as our one true and only master without fear, having full faith that he is going to bring us to where we need to be. And also the fact that he is our creator and knows where we need to be better than we do. The set of talents that he gave us, the circumstances that we were born into, our character, our human nature, all of those things. And more than that is the purpose that he created us to fulfill in his grand plan. Of this entire universe, we are so significant. I want you to hear me today. You who are listening, if you do not feel like you are significant, you are. And it is a lie for you to believe anything else. If you were not significant, then you would not exist. The simple fact that you have life in your body that was given to you by God means that you are significant. And what he's calling each of us to do is to live into that significance through faith, by setting aside our preferences, by setting aside our need to seek favor, by setting aside us measuring our success by the world's measurement, the world's point of view. He's calling us to transcend that and truly develop a divinely influenced character. That's what the coolest thing is. It's like, you know what? I really am not me. As a believer, I am no longer myself. I am Christ in myself. And then allowing him to lead me where he wants me to go has been the most amazing journey and amazing experience. Giving me peace, knowing he will sustain, and trusting that every need will be met by a God who knows and can provide the desires of my heart, the desires of your heart. He's already got it planned out. You know that saying, Jesus, take the wheel. You know, that's it. Just Jesus, take the wheel. If we could learn to do that as adults and learn to be discerning about what we listen to, about what we let influence us, that's when we will truly live. And that's what God is calling us to do. He's calling us to be separated. He wants us to separate to elevate. Because if you do not separate from the world, you will be kept at the world's standard for you. And the world's standard for you is for you to be controlled, for you to be influenced, for you to be sold this and sold that and whatever. God calls us to separate ourselves from the world in order for us to elevate. And to the degree that we separate is how high we are going to elevate. So just remember, the degree to which you have been separated and you allow yourself to be separated from the world is to the height that you will actually allow Christ to elevate you. You are the key. You are the decision maker. And the most beautiful part about it is that when you make the righteous decision, when you allow that interruption to create a righteous choice in your life, He will never let you down. You will always be guaranteed success and all of those wonderful things that you truly want in life. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. I'm Martine Helou-Allen. Remember, you can catch up on this episode if you would like to listen to it again or catch up on past episodes, just in case you prefer to use a website. I have righteousinterruption.com. That's my website. You can find out information about me as well. Also, if you would like to connect to me via email, if you got suggestions about show topics, I'm also going to be opening up the show for interviews here soon about with people sharing their testimonies of righteous interruptions in their life. If you are interested in sharing your story, I would love to hear from you. The direct email address is righteousinterruption@gmail.com. I hope God blesses you, and I look forward to having you join Righteous Interruption for our next episode.